ఆప్యాయంతు మమాంగాని వాక్ప్రాణశ్చక్షుశ్రోత్రం అతో బలమింద్రియాణి చ సర్వాణి సర్వం బ్రహ్మోపనిషదం మాహం బ్రహ్మ నిరాకుర్యాం మామా బ్రహ్మ నిరాకరోత్ అనిరాకరణం అస్తు అనిరాకరణం మే అస్తు తదాత్మని నిరతే య ఉపనిషత్సు ధర్మాః తేమయి సంతు తేమయి సంతు. ఓం శాంతే శాంతే శాంతిః. శ్రీ గురుభ్యో నమః. హరిః ఓం. ఛాందోగ్య ఉపనిషత్ చాప్టర్ 7 భూమా విద్య సెక్షన్ 1 మంత్ర 1. అధీహి భగవ ఇతిహ ఉపససాద సనత్కుమారం నారద తగుంహోవాచ యద్వేత్త తేన మోపసీద తతస్త ఊర్ధ్వం వక్ష్యామీతి సహోవాచ. సో ది 7th చాప్టర్ ఈస్ డివైడెడ్ ఇంటు 26 ఖండాస్ ఆర్ 26 సెక్షన్స్ విత్ మంత్రాస్ ఇన్ ఈచ్ సెక్షన్ ఫ్యూ మంత్రాస్ అండ్ ద ఫస్ట్ మంత్ర దట్ వీ రెడ్ జస్ట్ నౌ ఇట్ ఇంట్రడ్యూసెస్ a guru and shishya, and brahma vidya is given through guru shishya samvadaha. We gave a brief introduction of this chapter in the previous webinar. Guru is Sanat Kumaraha, who is later said as the avatara of Lord Subramanya. Kumaraha is one of the names for Lord Subramanya also, and the Upanishad itself says at the end తం స్కంద ఇతి ఆచక్షతే. దిస్ సనత్ కుమారః ఈస్ సుబ్రహ్మణ్య స్కందః హింసెల్ఫ్. దట్ ఇస్ వై సుబ్రహ్మణ్య ఈస్ ఆఫన్ విజువలైజ్డ్ యాజ్ జ్ఞానగురుః. దే సే హిస్ స్పియర్, దే కాల్ ఇట్ జ్ఞాన వేల్ ఇన్ తమిళ్, వేల్ ఇస్ ద స్పియర్. సో డిసైపుల్ నారద ఇస్ యు నో హీ ఈస్ ది డిసైపుల్ హియర్. గురు ఈ సనత్ కుమార. నారద అప్రోచెస్ సనత్ కుమార అకార్డింగ్ టు శాస్త్ర రూల్స్ హౌ ఇట్ షుడ్ బి అప్రోచ్ అండ్ ఆల్ దాట్ థింగ్ వీ హవ్ సీన్ ఆల్ దాట్ ఎర్లియర్. ఇట్ సేస్ నారద సనత్ కుమారం ఉపససాద అండ్ అడ్రస్డ్ హిమ్ యాజ్ హే భగవ అధీహి. భగవాన్, ఓ లార్డ్, మే యూ టీచ్ మీ, ఇంపార్ట్ స్పిరిచువల్ నాలెడ్జ్ టు మీ. సో ఇఫ్ యూ రిమెంబర్ ద 6th చాప్టర్, ది సంవాద వాస్ బిట్వీన్ ఉద్దాలక అండ్ శ్వేతకేతు. Here it is Narada Sanat Kumara Samvadaha. And Sanat Kumara said, before I begin to teach you, I should first know your present level. What is your level? So that I can know what level I should teach you. That is the problem in public teaching actually. Guru always has a problem. If he goes a bit high, then some students may say, it is all too tough. It's all above me. Lot of people say this to me sometimes. And they will not come afterwards. Or if he teaches fundamentals all the time, some others will say it is boring and will not come also. Net result is nobody will come. Therefore, you should not be too low also, too high also. And that is why in the olden days, the teacher used to measure and then teach. Actually, some time ago, one person wrote a big email to me. In your classes, you repeat the things many times. And because of that, sometimes, you know, this repetition may not be needed. The repetition is essentially done to reinforce the ideas for many people, so that at least that portion of it will not be forgotten, because we are not doing like everyday teaching to revise everything. So at least one time it is better to repeat it and make them remember at least a few things. But at the end, many of them may remember only the examples, not what the concepts are. Anyway, that's aside. So Narada says, Yadveta, who you know, what you know already, whatever you know already, tena ma upasita, with that knowledge you come to me. So in the next section you should clearly tell me what all the things that you know in the next session when he comes. And even now there are some gurus, after teaching a class, in the next class, the first half session, the guru will test the student and tell him. People have told me about Swami Chinmayananda after the first class is over. There is, you know, I mean, Tapovanji, when Chinmayananda himself went to Tapovanji, he had a lot of conditions on him. So many teachers are like that. So summarize what happened in the last class. Based on that, he will raise questions also. and after making sure that the previous class is assimilated, then alone he will go to the next lesson. And that if I do, students won't come. So hence we have to assume that the previous class is assimilated. So that is why I suggest to people, before coming to the class, at least just to go through, listen once what was done in the previous class so that the continuity could be maintained. So ma upasida, approach me, tena, with information regarding what you already know. And what will I do? Tataha, after assessing your level very well, tam urdvam vakshami, I shall teach the next higher session, so lessons actually. That is the urdvam. For example, if one has completed the Dasopanishads, for example, completely, then I will teach Brahma Sutras to them. And if one has learned Bhagavad Gita thoroughly, then I will teach the Upanishads to him. So what do you know? Iti. Then Narada comes back the next day. These are all things we imagine, maybe perhaps, and says, Saha Vacha, told Sanat Kumara about his knowledge. So he gives a list of various sciences that he knows. And what is the list that is given in the next mantra? Very interesting. Rigvedam Bhagavaha Adhyemi Yajurveda Gumsama Vedam Atharvanam Chaturtham Itihasa Puranam Panchamam Vedanam Vedam Pitriyagum Rashim Devam Nidhim Vako Vakyam Ekayanam Deva Vidyam Brahma Vidyam Bhuta Vidyam Kshatra Vidyam Nakshatra Vidyagum Sarpa Devajana Vidyam Etad Bhagavaha Adhyemi. He says, I know only this much. What is that this much he knows? We can see here. I have learned Rig Veda, Yajur Veda, Sama Veda, and Atharva Veda. Then Itihasa Puranam Panchamam. Itihasa Puranam Ramayana Mahabharatam. Figuratively, they both are looked upon as Panchama Veda, the fifth Veda. Puranam means all the 18 Puranams, 18 Mahapuranas Veda Vyasa himself wrote. Some people wonder whether Itihasa Puranam existed during Chandogya Upanishad. Because if you look at the Upanishad historically, we will have a problem. Because in the Upanishad itself, the word Vasudeva is there. Krishna is in Dwapara Yuga. Vedas are supposed to have existed even before that itself. So if you study it all historically, you will have a problem. And so you should not get into all this chronological inquiry and all that. So do not get into that. To avoid the problem, some people interpret that the Purana as the stories occurring in the Vedas themselves. Puranic stories also occur in the Vedas themselves. Some people interpret that way. Okay. So anyway, what we have to know is Narada knows. Narada knows. So Narada knows all these things, various things he knows. Then Vedanam Vedam is Vedic grammar. The Vedanam Vedam is called Vedic grammar, Vaidika Vyakaran. There are two grammars actually. One is called Laukika Vyakaranam and another is Vaidika Vyakaran. It is a special grammar used for interpreting the Veda mantras. Then Pitriyam. Pitriyam means all the rituals associated with the forefathers, the ancestors, the Shraddha Kalpam. Then Daivam. Daivam means Utpata Jnanam, the capacity to predict the future. So based on various indications, like, you know, the meteorite falling and all that thing, the capacity to predict the future. Then Nidhim, knowledge of various treasures, underground treasures, that would be good if somebody knows all of them, where you can get diamond, where you can get gold, all that. So if you say it will be, it's a good thing. It's a very, those days, they are all very popular sciences, where you can get diamond and all that. And Vako Vakyam, Tarkasastram, all peculiar words. From dictionary, we can never get the meaning for all these things. Shankaracharya only gives these meanings in his commentary. So how he knew, that we don't know. But otherwise, without Shankara Bhashyam, all these mantras will be very obscure mantras to us. Then Rashihi means the Ganita Shastra, mathematics. And Ekayanam is Niti Shastra, or the Dharma Shastra. Then Deva Vidyam. Shankara, he comments as Nirupta Shastra, etymology. So of Veda mantras or Veda padams, various letters, the words and all that. So the knowledge of the derivation of the words occurring in the Veda. that is called Nirukta or Deva Vidya. Then Brahma Vidya, here we should be careful, it is not Brahma Vidya, should not be understood as the original Brahma Vidya. If he already knows Brahma Vidya, he doesn't have to come to Sanat Kumara. Therefore, Shankaracharya says, Brahma Vidya is the knowledge regarding the various aspects of Vedas. So here Brahma Vidya means Veda only. And what do you mean the various aspects of Veda? Shankaracharya again comments, in Siksha Kalpam, in Siksha Kalpam and Chandas. Siksha is the knowledge about the pronunciation of Veda mantras. In Taittiriya Upanishad Siksha Valli, there is this mantra, Siksham Vyakhya Syamaha Varnaswaraha Matrabalam Samasantanaha Ityuktasi Ikshadhyayaha. How to pronounce each letter and also about the swaras, matra, balam, all that. That is called Siksha or phonetics. Then Kalpa. Kalpa is the knowledge of various rituals mentioned in the Vedas. And Chandas, it is regarding the meters, Vedic meters like Gayatri, Ushnik, Anushtup, Brihati, Pankti, Trishtup, all these are various Vedic meters. So they all come under Brahma Vidya, Siksha, Chandas and Kalpam in this context. The next one is Bhuta Vidya. All the material sciences like physics, chemistry, they are all called Bhuta Vidya. So in languages like, you know, Malayalam and all that thing, they call physics, that is called Bhautika Shastra. Chemistry is called Rasayana Shastra. Mathematics is called Ganita Shastra. So Bhuta Vidya, material sciences we can call it. Then Kshatriya Vidya, the science of warfare, how to send the missiles, various Dhanurvidya, all the Kshatriya Vidya is Dhanurvedaha, all that thing. They are all contained in the Kshatriya Vidya. And then Nakshatra Vidya, that we can understand, science of astronomy and astrology. Astronomy is called Jyotish Shastram and astrology is called Jyotisha Shastram. So then Sarpa Deva Jana Vidya. This is to be divided into two. Sarpa Vidya. Sarpa Vidya means knowledge about various types of poisons and methods of neutralizing those poisons. They call it Garuda Vidya, Garuda Mantra. By chanting them, the poison can be brought down. And here Sarpa refers to snake poison. And by extensions, all forms of poisons and also the medicines for that is called Sarpa Vidya. Then Deva Jana Vidya refers to all forms of fine arts like dance, music and varieties of musical instruments. How to play the violin, the veena, we can add maybe piano also today. All those things. And at last Narada says, Etat Bhagavaha. All these things I know. Why? In spite of knowing all that, no tripti. I don't feel contented. He is going to express that in the following mantras that we will read. Soham Bhagavaha Mantra Videvasmi Na Atmavitam Shritagum Hyova Me Bhagavadrishebaha Tarati Shokam Atma Viditi Soham Bhagavaha Shochami Tamma Bhagavan Shokasya Param Tarayatviti Tagum Hovacham Yadvai Kincha Yetat Adya Gishtaha Namaiva Yetat. Soham Bhagavaha Mantra Videvasmi. Here Mantra Vid means Anatma Vid. He is Anatma, all these things related to Anatma knowledge. I know only all these Anatma Prapancha only I know. I do not know the Atma, the reality. And the knowledge of Anatma is called Apara Vidya in Mundaka Upanishad. We have seen this. Therefore, Mantra Vid means Apara Vidya Vit Eva Aham Asmi. I only that much. Who is telling? Narada is telling. Okay, so what? Na Atma Vit. I don't know Atma, the ultimate reality. Okay, but he knows so many things. After all, only one he does not know. Then we have to split the Natma Vit properly. Na Atma Vit. Natma Vit is what is there in the text. It is Na Atma Vit. I do not have self-knowledge. Knowledge of Atma. And I have heard very, very important saying from Mahatmas like you. What is that? Shrutagum heva me bhagavatam drishebhyaha. the following statement we have heard from many, many Mahatmas like you. What statement? Bhagavad Drishebhyaha, great people like you. It's an often quoted statement. Tarati Shokam Atmavit. This we have seen it also in Tattva Bodha, which we can understand. Atmavit. Atmavit means the knower of the self, the one who has self-knowledge. Shokam Tarati. He alone will cross the ocean of sorrow. Tarati, cross. The knower of the self alone will cross the ocean of sorrow. And what is my position? I know everything except this. So I am a knowledgeable but sorrowful person. Others are there, they are illiterate. They don't have any knowledge. They are also sorrowful. But I am very educated and I am sorrowful also. That is the only difference between them and me. That is what we get in the first chapter of Bhagavad Gita also. Arjuna had everything except this knowledge. Therefore, Shokaha. So, Atmavit Eva Shokam Tarati Iti Shrutam. This is what I've heard. Now, what is my Lord? Shokam Bhagavaha Shochami. Clearly, he presents his condition. My condition is, I am an aggrieved person. I am stuck with grief. What should you do? Tam Ma Bhagavan Shokasya Param Tharayatu. Your Lordship should take me across the ocean of grief, shokam. That is to the shore of anandaha. You should take me across the shokam, ocean of grief, and take me to the shore of ananda. Shokasya param, to the other side of the grief, that is the shore of ananda you should take. Param means the shore. Tarayatu, may you take me across. Then Sanat Kumara answers. Sanat Kumara is a teacher. Sanat Kumara is a teacher. Narada is a student. Sanat Kumara answers, Tagum ha uvacha. Up to Tarayutu is the word of Narada. Then the Upanishad gives the report, Tagum ha uvacha. That is the statement of the Upanishad. So Sanat Kumara answered. What did he answer? Yadvai kinchaitatim adhyagishtaha. All the sciences that you know, they are all Dhamma eva etate. They are all just only names, mere words only. Okay, what does he mean by words? We have to remember again the sixth chapter. Vacharambanam vikaro namadeyam mrittika ityeva satyam. This we have already read it many times. So the whole creation is nothing but words. Means what? It is non-substantial. It is only nama rupa. Therefore, you know all about the mithya prapancha. Whatever you have listed, Rigvedam, Yajurvedam, Samavedam, all that thing, Puranam, Kalpam, grammar, Tarkam, all that thing. They are all from the mithya prapancha, nama rupa only, which is in the form of words. So, adhyagishtaha means that you know sadhi, I, idhatu, so second, that's a grammar. So, we don't have to put that. So adhyagishtaha means, therefore what? Based on this, Sanat Kumara is going to develop the teaching. Up to this is the introduction. Hereafter, the teaching is going to start. That we have to read carefully now. Adhyagishtaha, you know. So, Nama Varigvedo Yajurvedaha Sama Vedaha Atharvanas Chaturtaha Itihasa Purana Panchamaha Vedanam Vedaha Pitriyo Rashihim Daivo Nidhir Vako Vakyam Ekayanam Deva Vidyam Brahma Vidya Bhuta Vidyam Kshatra Vidya Nakshatra Vidyam Sarpa Deva Jana Vidyam Namai Vaitate Namopas Veti. All the knowledge that you have got is nothing but what? Words. It is a philosophical expression by saying Sanat Kumara wants to communicate what? They are all mithya in nature. So how many years and years Narada might have spent learning all of them? He just said, they are all mere words. He wants to point out that even though this nama is mithya, since it is associated with the entire universe, the nama is infinite in nature. Because the entire universe. Because nama or a word or name is associated with everything in creation. Nama pervades what? The whole creation. that is pervaded by nama or name. Why? Because every object in creation has got a name. Even the farthest star also is associated with the name. Therefore, first he says, nama is infinite in nature. And since nama is all-pervading, you can say that nama is Brahman. All are very imaginative and very, very, the conclusions are so, so tricky. Nama eva tat, tat nama upasav. And therefore, as a preparation for my teaching, I am prescribing an upasana to you. Nama Brahma Upasana. What do you mean by that? You take nama as a symbol or pratikam or alambanam for visualizing Brahman. It is known as pratika upasana. We have seen lot of that in the entire Chandogya Upanishad up to the entire fifth chapter. Up to that place, we saw lot of upasana. Only sixth chapter we came into real Vedanta. So, Sadvidya. Just as Shivalingam is a pratikam for Shiva upasana, Salagrama is for Vishnu upasana, here Sanat Kumara prescribes nama as the pratikam, name as the pratikam for Brahma upasana. So, thus it becomes a preparatory sadhana. And the development, how it is going to be now? Narada will ask a question, is nama really infinite? Narada, the student, will ask the question, is really nama infinite? Then Sanat Kumara will point out, no, there is something slightly bigger than that. Then Sanat Kumara will introduce the next bigger one, which will be the second Pratika Upasana. Thereafter, Narada will again ask, is it really the big one? Then Sanat Kumara will say, no, there is something slightly bigger. Just as in Taittiriya Upanishad, the Guru will say, Annamaya is Atma. Then he will say, no, Anyontara Atma Pranamayaha. Thus the student is gradually taken from Anna Brahma to Prana Brahma. All that thing up to Ananda Brahma. So in Taittiriya Upanishad, only 5 stages we got. But in Bhuma Vidya, in the 7th chapter of Chandogya Upanishad, we are going to get 15 Pratika Upasanas, 15 of them. Therefore, section 1 to 15, we will get a gradually expanding list of pratikams. Pratikams means alambanams for doing upasana. And the first pratikam is nama, word, shabda brahma. And the 15th item is prana. So, namadi pranantam panchadasha pratika upasanani. 15 pratika upasanas. Namadi, starting with nama up to prana. Beginning from nama, ending with pranaha. And this is the idea. And what is the idea in this? What is the message here? As a student travels from nama to prana, mind will expand and will become subtler and subtler. So, manasaha sukshmatvam and vistaratvam and vistaratatvam or vishalavatvam. Expansion and subtlety of the mind. And once we have crossed these 15 stages, later Sanat Kumara will talk about the real Brahman. And what is that Brahman? Anando Brahmeti Vyajanat. And that Ananda Brahma is going to come later. Therefore, the first Pratika Upasana is being introduced here. So, Sanat Kumara, what does he say now? Rigvedo Yajurvedaha. Sama Veda Atharvanas Chaturtha Itihasa Purana Panchamaha Vedanam Vedaha Pitriyo Rashir Daivo Nidhi Vako Vakyameka Yanam Deva Vidya Brahma Vidya Bhuta Vidya Kshatra Vidya Nakshatra Vidya Sarpa Deva Jana Vidya. Narada gave a list earlier and Guru is repeating the same list. All the sciences that you talk about are nothing but what? Various books in college libraries only. That is all. Look at the fifth line. That is important for us. Rest is all repetition only. Namai vaitate. Everything is just nama. Nama is all pervading. Nama upasva iti. Therefore, may you practice nama upasana. Nama brahma upasana. And this is the basis for our book worship during Saraswati Puja and all that. Books contain what? Nama. not Rama Nama or Krishna Nama names. Here the word Nama means all the words. We call it what? Shabda Brahmam. Therefore, Nama Upasva, may you practice Nama Brahma Upasana. Okay, then what is the phalam for that? That is given in the next mantra. We will read. Sayo Nama Brahmetyupaste Yavannamno Gatam Tatrasya Yata Kamacharo Bhavati Yo Nama Brahmetyupaste Asti Bhagavo Namno Bhuya Yiti Namno Vava Bhuyo Sthiti Tanme Bhagavan Brivitviti. For each upasana, we have got twofold palams, depending on the type of upasana. And you can have two types of upasanas. One is called what? These are already we are familiar with all this. I am just only saying here for in this context. One is called the Sakama Upasana, another is called Nishkama Upasana. When one practices Sakama Upasana for any material benefit, he or she gets these benefits. It is enlisted. And if a person practices Nishkama Upasana, then the benefit is what? Mind will get all the qualifications required for Bhuma, Vidya, Chitta Shuddhi, Chitta Naishchalyam, Chitta Ekagrata, all those things. So, Jnana Yogyata Praptihi Nishkama Upasana Palam. For Sakama Upasana, the Palam is mentioned here. Sayo Nama Brahma Iti Upaste. If one practices that, then what he will get? Yata Kamacharo Bhavati. He will get the capacity to move about everywhere without any restriction. He will get sufficient punyam to go to all the lokas he wants to go. A free visa for all the lokas. Which lokas? Wherever Nama exists. Every loka where there is Nama he wants to go, he will go. He can go. So, yata kamacharaha bhavati. Because in all these upasanas, the main idea conveyed is what? Pervasion, pervasive, the entire thing. And because of that, he also gets the capacity to move, freely move. Nama pervades everywhere. So wherever there are names, he will be able to go to all those places and enjoy whatever is there in those places. That is the phalam. But for Vedantic student, that is only secondary phalam because he is doing Nishkama Upasana. For him, Jnanam is the most important thing. So, Yata Kamacharaha Bhavati Yo Nama Brahma Iti Upaste. Up to this is the words of Sanat Kumara. Then Narada asks the question, Bhagavaha Namno Bhuya Iti. O Lord, is there something which is vaster, more expansive than Nama? For that Sanat Kumara says, Namno Vava Bhuyaha Asti Iti. Yes, Asti, yes. There is something which is vaster, bigger than Nama. And for that Narasa says, Tanme Bhagavan Brivitu Iti. Please tell me what is bigger than the Nama. Tatme Bhagavan Brivitu Iti. So with this section, one is over. And what is the essential teaching conveyed in this section? Nama Brahma Upasana, which is the first Upasana. Now we will enter into the next higher Upasana in the next section, section 2. Vagvavanamno bhuyasi Vagvarg Vedam Vignapayati Yajurvedagam Sama Vedam Atharvanam Chaturtham Itihasa Puranam Panchamam Vedanam Vedam Pitryagum Rashim Deva Nidhim Vako Vakyame Kayanam Deva Vidyam Brahma Vidyam Bhuta Vidyam Kshatra Vidyam Nakshatra Vidyam Sarpa Deva Jana Vidyam Divancha Prithivincha Vayuncha Akashancha Apascha Tejascha Manushyagascha Devanagascha Pashugascha Vayagumsicha Trina Vanaspatim Shvapadanim Akita Patanga Pipilikam Dharmacha Adharmancha Satyancha Anrutancham, Saducha Asaducham, Hridayagyancha Akhridayagyancham, Yadvai Vangna Abhavishyan, Na Dharmo Na Dharmaham, విజ్ఞాపయిష్యన్ నా సత్యం నా అనృతం నా సాధు నా అసాధు నా హృదయజ్ఞ నా అహృదయజ్ఞ వాగేవ ఏతత్ సర్వం జిజ్ఞాపయతి వాచముపాస్వేతి. పిక్ శ్లోక. హియర్ సనత్ కుమార ఇంట్రడ్యూసెస్ ద నెక్స్ట్ సుపీరియర్ ఉపాసన, ది నెక్స్ట్ హైయెస్ట్ బ్రహ్మన్. ఫార్ దట్ వీఆర్ ప్రోగ్రెసింగ్ స్లోలీ, సో అల్టిమేట్లీ వీఆర్ ద హైయెస్ట్ ఇస్ బ్రహ్మన్. సో స్లోలీ 15 స్టెప్స్ ఈస్ గోయింగ్ టు సో మెనీ ఉపాసనాస్. సో వాట్ ఇస్ ద సెకండ్ సుపీరియర్ థింగ్ నౌ? వాగ్వావ నామ్నో భూయసి. వాగ్ ఇంద్రియం, ది ఆర్గన్ ఆఫ్ స్పీచ్, దాట్ ఈస్ సుపీరియర్ టు వర్డ్స్, నేమ్స్. వాట్ ఇస్ ద రీజన్? ఫార్ ఎవరీ స్టెప్ సమ్ కైండ్ ఆఫ్ రీజనింగ్ ఆల్సో ఇస్ గివన్ ఇన్ ద ఉపనిషత్. ద రీజన్ హియర్ ఈస్ వాగ్ ఇంద్రియం ఈస్ కారణం అండ్ వాక్ ద వర్డ్స్ ఆర్ ది కార్యం. బికాస్ వాగ్ ఇంద్రియం అలోన్, ది ఆర్గన్ ఆఫ్ స్పీచ్ అలోన్ జనరేట్స్ ఆర్ ప్రొడ్యూసెస్ వర్డ్స్ అండ్ దర్ ఫోర్ వాగ్ ఇంద్రియం మస్ట్ బి సుపీరియర్. ఇట్ షుడ్ బి మోర్ పెర్వేడింగ్ దాన్ కార్యం, ది బికాస్ వాగ్ ఇంద్రియం ఇస్ కారణం. Now, all of you perhaps are listening to Chandogya Upanishad and you are all producing what, maybe if you are, perhaps, notes. Some people, they have the habit of taking notes. Now, we only record or we just listen. So, they take notes. Therefore, you are yourself, when you are taking notes, what you really are doing? You are generating words. Imagine each one of you starts taking classes now, let us say. Then you are generating what? Further words. Many of my students have actually written articles also. Therefore, the vag indriyam can produce words. Imagine the human beings do not have vag indriyam. What will happen? What will be the life on earth? It will be all schools are out, colleges are out, libraries are out, audio cassettes are out, CDs are out. In fact, a big bunch of things will disappear. Life has become vaster of great value addition because of one thing, namely the organ of speech. We are able to read the Upanishads, we are able to read Shankara's commentary. They are all what? Written words are nothing but symbols for the spoken word. I am hearing Shankaracharya when I am reading Shankara Bhashyam. Therefore, Vagindriyam is one of the fantastic faculties unique to human beings only. And therefore, may you meditate upon Vagdevi. That is why in our culture, Saraswati is given special importance. And therefore he says, Vagvava Namnaha Bhuyasi. Vava is for emphasis. The organ of speech indeed is superior to even the words. And that is why if the words are destroyed, you can again produce those words because Vagindriyam is intact. And what is the reason for superiority of Vagindriyam? He gives the reason. Vagvavam Rigvedam Vijnapayati. Vagindriyam alone reveals the Rigveda, Yajurveda, Samaveda, all those. That list is given in the first mantra. We need to add all that again, read everything here also. I do not want to repeat the same details, it's already known. Then Kshatriya Vidyam, Sarpa Deva Jana Vidyam, all of them are again revealed by the organ of speech only. Guru adds a few more here. See the Sarpa Jana Vidyam, the list continues from there. Up to that we saw in the previous mantra, now it continues. Divancham Prithivincha, Vayuncham Akashancha, Apascham Tejascha. We are able to talk about the Pancha Bhutas, various lokas, earth, heaven, all of them. All because the Divam Prithivi, all that you understand. So the heavens, the earth and the elements, Vayu, Akasham and Apascha, waters and Tejas, fire, all of them we are able to talk, the five elements. All because of, again, Vagindriyam. And not only that, Manushyagascha, Devanagamscha, Pashugamscha, Vayamsicha, upon the earth itself, upon these lokas themselves, various lokas, there are Manushyas, there are Devas, there are Pashus. We are able to name each one of them. There are so many kinds of animals. Each one we are able to name. In birds, how many categories are there? So many of them are there. The birds themselves, they do not study all of them. The ornithologist, he studies the categories of so many birds. All these, how are we able to talk? Because of Vagindriyam. Therefore, Pashu, varieties of animals, and Vayagamsi, birds, Again, moreover, Trina, Vanaspatinim, Shwapadani, Akita, Patanga, Pipilikam. Trina, Trina means grass, Vanaspati, plants, Shwapadani, animals, Kita, insects, Patanga, moth, and Pipilikam. So, Pipilikam means ant. So, all these things we are able to talk about because of this Vagindriyam only. And for each one, we have got a separate branch of science itself. Look at the development. There are people who study, they do research, getting fresh PhDs in all of them. Study about what? Maybe they studied about a cockroach for getting a PhD on that also. So, all this is possible due to what? We are able to rise because of Vag. And not only these things, there are some extraordinary things also. Dharmancha, adharmancha. We are able to talk about dharma and adharma. Satyancha, anrutancha. That is a problem. Truthfulness and untruth also. Even that Vag does. Saducha, asaducha. Good and bad. Sadhu is good. Asadhu is opposite. Then, hridayagyancha, akhridayagyancha. Hridayagya means pleasing to the heart. Akhridayagya means not pleasing to the heart. After every music program or dance program, there are so many critics who evaluate. All these things are done. How? Again, Vag Indriyam only. Each one of these, you have to connect to the first line here. Vagevaitat sarvam. Yadvai vagnam abhavishyan. In fact, we do not think or meditate upon that possibility at all. If only we do not have the speech, the problem is going to be huge. All the thinking, emotions, findings, all of them, what a particular scientist has discovered, he will never be able to pass on to the student if this organ of communication is not there. And so everyone will have to learn everything independently because you will not be able to transfer your experiences, your findings, your knowledge. You have to imagine this situation. It is a very, very interesting thing to imagine. The beauty of Vedas is many things that we do not imagine, Veda focuses on all of them. So if Vag Indriyam were not there, what will happen? Na dharmo na dharmaha. Vijnapagishyan, na satyam, na anrutam, na sadhu, na asadhu, na hridayagyaha, na akhridayagyaha. We will not be able to talk about any of the above mentioned things at all. Na dharmaha, na adharmaha. Upanishad is repeating, na satyam, na anrutam, na sadhu, etc. All these things we will not be able to talk about at all. For again, so this will be the lot if there is no Vagindriyam. No, ajñāpagiṣyate, one cannot communicate if the Vagindriyam is not there. Therefore, Narada, may you graduate from Nama Brahma Upasana to Vag Brahma Upasana. That is the first level of promotion. Then what will happen? The palam is given in the next shloka. For every upasana, palam is also given. Sayo vāvam brahmetyupāste Yavat vacho gatham tatrasya yata kamacharo bhavati yo vacham brahmetyupaste asti bhagavo vacho bhuya iti vacho vava bhuyo sthiti tanme bhagavan brivitviti. The Palashruti in every section is very similar. It says, if it is a Sakama Upasana, then the Upasaka is able to move about all over. Which is of a vaster area than after the Nama Upasana Palam. So, because Vagindriyam is more expansive, more pervasive than Nama. So, if it is Nishkama Upasana, that is not said here, we have to supply. Then we will be ready for the third Upasana. Narada is not interested in Sakama Upasana at all. He is interested only in Atma Jnanam. Therefore, he asks Sanat Kumara, is there something which is greater than the Vag Indriyam? And Sanat Kumara says, certainly, there is something greater, Asti. Then Narada asks, what is that? And Sanat Kumara replies in the next section. So, two sections are over. Now, we are entering into the third section and the third Upasana. तृतीयखण्डः मनो वाववाचो भूयः यथा वै द्वे वा आमलके द्वे वा कोले द्वौ वा अक्षौ मुष्टिरनुभवति एवं वाचं च नामं च नाम च मनः अनुभवति स यदा मनसा मनस्यति मन्त्रान् अधीये इति अत अधीते कर्माणि कुर्वीयेति अत कुरुते पुत्रागश्च पशुगश्च इच्छेयेति अत इच्छेत यथेच्छत इमं च लोकम् अमुं च इच्छेयेति अत इच्छते मनो ह्यात्मा मनो हि लोकः मनो हि ब्रह्म मन उपास्वेति. सो नौ सनत् कुमार सेस् टु नारदा आफ्टर प्राक्टिसिंग नाम ब्रह्म उपासना फॉर सम टाइम मे यू ग्रेजुएट टू वाग् ब्रह्म उपासना and once you have practiced vag brahma upasana for some time you can go to a more extensive upasana. Remember the word bhuma. Bhuma means more and more extensive. And in section 3 we enter into the third pratikam called manaha. What is the meaning of the word manaha? Generally we say manaha means mind, but Sanat Kumara he gives a special meaning, namely manasyanam. Manasyati is a verb. Abstract noun of that is manasyanam, intention. In Sanskrit it is manasyanam. So Shankaracharya translates it as vivaksha buddhi. Why do we say so? If the organ of speech is able to utter certain words, the speech organ cannot utter by itself, then it will not be called the speech, it will be called blabbering. If the speech organ utters a word, it is because my mind got an intention to communicate certain ideas. And that intention alone comes in the form of words. Because ideas are converted into language. Language is in the form of words. And only when the intentional mind operates or persuades the organ of speech, the speech organ utters the word. Therefore, the speech organ is capable of talking because of what? Because of manasyana. Or the mind endowed with manasyana shakti. In English, we can call it intention. So what is the relationship between speech and intention? The relationship is karyam karana sambandha. Speech is karyam or karanam. Our intention is karyam or karanam. Intention is the karanam, and because of the intention alone, speech comes out. Manaha being the karanam, it is much more bhuma, more expensive. When we say bhuma, more extensive, more pervasive. Therefore, Sanat Kumara says, may you practice mano brahma upasana. So if you take these three, which three? Nama, vak and manaha. Nama is karyam, vak is karanam. Then vak became karyam, manaha became karanam. So we know karyam is enclosed within the karanam. Therefore, nama is included in vak. And so vak is included in what? In manaha. All these are all fundamentals. We know that. I am just only reiterating. Therefore, ultimately, namaha and vak, both of them are included in manaha, the karanam. So the son and the father are both included in what? The grandfather. And the Upanishad is giving an example here. Just as within your hand you can keep two small berries, fruits. Similarly, within the mind both nama and vak can be contained. It's a highly imaginative portion. All the 18 sections are highly imagination, high poetry and high appreciation of the creation. We have to enjoy it as it is. Whether we practice the upasana or not, these are all beautiful portions for simple enjoyment. So, mano vava vacho bhuyaha. Mind is more expansive, more extensive than vak. And within the mind, both nama and vak are included. Like what? The three examples are given. Yata vai dve va amalake. Amalake is a it's a berry kind of fruit. We call in Tamil as Nellikai, and it's a kind of berry. Here also we are able to get in some Indian stores. And Dweva Kole, Kole is another type of small fruit, two Kola fruits we can keep in the hand. So actually it's not English, not English Kola, it's a Sanskrit Kola. People Kola means not any Coca-Cola or any of them. So Akaranta Strilingaha, Kola, Kole, so that one. So Kola means what? An animal also, it's very, very beautiful. So Dweva Kole or Dweva Akshav. Akshav also is the name of another fruit, two fruits, Akshav. So just as these pairs of fruits are contained within the hand, similarly, the Nama fruit and Vak fruit, they can be contained within what? The mind hand. We know the general law. What is that? The container is more pervading than the content, isn't it? Therefore, Manaha is more extensive. Not only the mind is more extensive, the mind is more powerful also. And what type of mind it is? The mind which is capable of intention. Most important. Intention-powered mind. And what are the different intentions possible? Sa yada manasa manasyati. When a person intends to do the following activities, he can accomplish it. That is mantra adiyaya iti. Let me learn to chant the Veda mantras. Atha adite adite. The intention is later implemented and is able to learn the Vedas. And if you are learning the Chandogya Upanishad before coming to the classes, in your mind, what should be there? The intention to come to the class. Without intention, you cannot come. So Chandogya Upanishad, knowledge is a result of what? Our intention only to learn. Similarly, karmani kurviya. Let me accomplish all these actions, activities, karmani. Again, the intention comes first. Later, they are realized. So, putragamsya, pashugamsya, ichyeti. Here, ichyaya means the prapnuyam. Prapnuyam, here the word ichya refers to the accomplishment, attainment. So, ichyaya means let me get children and also animals. Animals means all pets and all that thing perhaps. So, a person wants to what? They say what? I want to start a family, raise a family, they say. So first the intention is required to get married, to get children. And similarly, getting animals, that is different. Getting cars and all that. Getting children is different. Getting animals is buying pets and all that. Again, it starts with what? The intention. And that alone gets converted to reality. So atam ichyate means prapnoti. A person fulfills his intention. And imam cha lokam amum cha ichyeti. Let me attain the bhuloka itself in the next janma. In the next janma also I want to be born here. Or let me attain swargaloka in the next janma. That is also what? An intention only. Thus because of mental intention or the intentional mind, one is able to accomplish everything. That is why there is a very beautiful proverb. This we have told many times. Watch your thoughts, they become words. Watch your words, they become actions. Watch your actions, they become your habit. And watch your habits, they become your character. And watch your character, that becomes your destiny. So what is the beginning for all of them? Your thought. Therefore, manasyanam, our intention is very extensive and is very powerful. So remember, when you are living in a house that you built, the solid house is nothing but your intangible thoughts which crystallized as the house. That house existed a few years ago in the form of intention in your mind. Therefore, wherever any creation is there, that is nothing but what? Intention. Thus, intention pervades where? Everywhere. All these walls are also what? The hall. They are all the intention of somebody. Therefore, what is the whole creation? Intention, intention crystallized in the creation. And therefore, he says, Manohi Atma. The mind alone is the Atma. Here, Atma is not the Sachidananda Atma. Atma here means Karta, the subject. because with the help of the mind alone, I play the role of a karta. So it is the mind that gives me kartrutvam, doership. And what is the proof for that? In sleep, when mind is resolved, I do not have kartrutvam at all. In waking, when the mind becomes active, I become a karta. Therefore, the mind alone is the karta jivatma. So, manohi lokaha. Very highly imaginative. The karta alone, through various actions, accomplishes the various lokas. Swarga loka, bhu loka, bhuvar loka, mahar loka, all of them he accomplishes. They are all accomplished by whom? The karta. And why did Bhagavan create the world? This question always comes. Everybody asks, why cannot Lord have kept quiet? The only purpose of creation is Bhagavan wants to give karma phalam to jivas. He wants to give sukha dukkha phalam. And who is the jiva? The jiva is the bhokta. And how did the bhokta come into being? Because he was a karta. And since bhokta is there, bhogya prapancha has to come to enjoy or suffer the consequences of our karma. Therefore, ultimately, the karta alone is responsible for the arrival of the bhogya prapancha. I hope you are with me in the entire logic of development. The karta alone is responsible for the arrival of the bhogya prapancha. And because I am a bhokta, a bhogya loka is required. Thus, the mind alone is ultimately responsible for all the 14 lokas. Can you see the stretch of imagination? Mind alone is responsible for all the 14 lokas. So now I hope you are able to understand the journey. From mind to karta, from karta to bhokta, from bhokta to bhogya lokaha. Therefore, Sanat Kumara says, manohi lokaha. Mind alone is in the form of, are responsible for the lokas. And therefore, manohi Brahma. The mind extends to all the 14 lokas because intention alone has crystallized into the lokas, 14 lokas. Therefore, mind is how extensive as the 14 lokas. Therefore, mind can be visualized as Brahman. Manohi Brahma, mana upasva iti. Therefore, O Narada, mano Brahma upasva. So, may you do upasana on this mano Brahma. This is the third pratika upasana. How many we have to see? 15 totally. I hope you will have patience to see all of them. So, Sanat Kumara says, may you practice mana upasana, which means mano Brahma upasana. Okay, if I do all that thing, what will I get? That is given in the next shloka, Palashruti. Sayo mano brahmetyupaste yavan manaso gatam tatrasya yata kamacharo bhavati yo mano brahmetyupaste asti bhagavo manaso bhuya iti manaso vava bhuyo sthiti tanme bhagavan brevitviti. Similar slokas like earlier. So every section ends with the upasana palam, and the palam is similar to all the sections. And what is upasana palam? The upasaka gets a free access and the capacity to go through any place. And what is the extent of this access he has? As extensive as the upasana pratikam. Thus, if you do nama upasana, access is up to a particular limit. If you do vag upasana, it will be more extensive. If you do mana upasana, still more extensive, depending upon the extent of the pratikam. Upasaka will get a vaster access. This is the general idea. So here also, the upasana phalam kim vyaptihi. He also becomes pervasive as the mind. Yata manasaha gatam tatra kamacharo bhavati. He can move into all these fields at his will. And at the end of the Palashruti, Narada again asks the question, is there something more pervasive than mind? And Sanat Kumara has come well prepared, and therefore he says, asti, yes, there is something which is more pervading than the mind. Then Narada asks, teach me that is given in the next section. Each section is one upasana. Three of them are over now. Section 4. Sankalpo vava manaso bhuyan yada vai sankalpayate ata manasyasi ata vachami rayati thamu namnayi rayati namni mantra ekam bhavati mantreshu karmani. Sanat Kumara says, Sankalpa vava manasaha bhuyan. The next extensive principle which is going to serve as the pratikam for Brahma is Sankalpaha. Brahman is Sankalpaha. What is that? Shankaracharya gives a very special contextual meaning for Sankalpa. That is the power of classification of the activity into proper and improper activities. Classification power of the mind, or the mind with this classification power, whichever we want to say. And what type of classification? With regard to the proprietary of various words and various actions. That's the classification. Especially with regard to the words. So his definition is what? Kartavya akartavya vishaya vibhaga samarthanam. It is a very long definition. Vishaya vibhaga samarthanam means what? Classification and fixing. What fixing? These two things. Vishayas. These two factors. Namely, kartavyam and akartavyam. The words which can be uttered and which words are proper and which words I should not utter. Akartavyam. Thus, vaktavyam, avaktavya. Vaktavyam, avaktavyam. So, vaktavyam, avaktavya, vishaya, vibhagam. Vibhagam means classification. Samarthana means the contemplation, deliberation. The ability to do that. So, after classification, based on proprietary. So, it is called proprietary classification. What is the meaning of the word proprietary again? What is proper and what is improper? Mind has to classify that first. And once the classification has been done, then the mind develops what? The intention. What intention? After a classification, the intention is generated to use which word? The appropriate word. So, only after classification, intention will come. How? Once the mind knows that this word should not be used, then I will not have the intention to use the word. Therefore, I will not speak out. But once I know the word is appropriate, then in the mind, the manasyanam comes. Thereafter speech, thereafter nama. Therefore, classification, then intention, then speech, then word. Word is born out of speech. Speech is born out of intention. And intention is born out of classification, which is called sankalpa here. Sam means samyak kalpaha. Sam means kalpa. Kalpaha is kalpanam. So samyak kalpanam. Sankalpaha. So Sanat Kumara says sankalpa shakti, classification power, is bhuyan. Bhuyan is here more extensive than manaha, the intention. And what is the logic? Because intention is the karyam, classification is the karanam. And karanam is more extensive than karyam. All this we know. Therefore, he says, yada vai sankalpayate. Once the mind has thought of the proprietary, that is why we say, you know, when certain words come to the tip of the tongue and we are about to use that word, what do? We bite the tongue and keep quiet. We quietly swallow that. Because the classification tells, do not say this. Otherwise, what will happen? You may lose your teeth. The other person is stronger. That is what? Is called classification. So, yada vai sankalpayate. Once the classification is done, ata manasyati. Then the intention comes. And vacham irayati. Based on intention, speech comes. And tamnu namni irayati. The speech is with regard to the various namas. Tamnu. Tamu refers to, it has to be split as tam. Tamu refers to speech. So, namni is, so, speech is always with regard to various words because the organ of speech can function only in the field of words. As a result of that, what are born now? Namni mantraha. From the words are born all the Vaidika mantras. Because what are mantras? Nothing but words again. So, namni mantra ekam bhavanti. Mantras are included in the words. Here, the mantra is an extension of nama, nama only. Because in the possibility of infinite words, mantras are a portion of those words only. The mantras are included in words. Words included in speech. Speech included in intention. intention included in classification. Okay. So from mantras, what are born? It's a just an aside extension. Mantreshu karmani. From the mantra alone, we come to know of Vaidika karmas, ritualistic activities like Sandhyavandana karma. They are all born out of what? Veda mantras. So karmas are the karyam, Veda mantras are the karanam. Now, if you trace that, karmas are included in the mantras, which are included in the namas, which are included in the vak, which is included in manaha, which is included in sankalpa. Like the olden times, you know, we used to have the pointers and all when you give lectures, the old areas in our radios and all, it will go one inside the other, one inside the other one, so it will all go on. So one section going to the other, inside the other one, go on. Same way, you have to have sankalpa inside that is manaha and all that. That is what is said here, namni mantra ekam bhavanti. Ekam bhavanti means what? They are all included. Mantreshum karmani ekam bhavanti. And therefore, all the Vaidika karmas are nothing but the classification power of the mind. Therefore, what do you do? That is going to be said in the next mantra, which we will see in the next webinar. Yo vedadav swaraprokto vedante cha pratishtitah tasya prakriti leenasya parasamaheshwarah. Sri Krishna arpanamastu. Narayana.